Well, in Georgia, there's a county about 30 miles northeast of Atlanta where, for the first time, minorities make up a majority of the population. But the Gwinnett County Commission is all white and always has been. But perhaps not for long, thanks to an African-American candidate who's hoping to make history. Sam White of Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
The weekday rush hour winds down as Democrat Jim Sheely schmoozes voters on a restaurant patio in Norcross, Georgia. He's here to tell them why he should be the next Gwinnett County Commission chair.
You know, I think that anybody in public office should always think towards the next generation.
Sheely's a one-issue candidate. He wants to develop a light rail system to help reduce Gwinnett's bad traffic. Some roads in the county handle more than 250,000 vehicles on an average day. But there's something else on his mind, the all-white county commission.
I mean, something's wrong with that picture. In a county that's 53 to 56% minority.
Actually, the latest census says 58% of the county's population is non-white. Sheely believes the lack of representation means minority concerns don't get heard.
In a way, I don't think black and white. I think right. You know, so if I see something wrong, then I want to try to change it.
Bottom line is, are the community's interests being spoken to? Right now, the answer is no.
Jerry Gonzalez is executive director of the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. His group and others are suing the Gwinnett County Commission for voting rights violations. They say the county's electoral districts were drawn to disenfranchise minority voters, and they want new districts they say will give those voters more of a voice.
It doesn't matter if we register a bunch of people to vote if their power to be able to exercise that vote is diluted.
I think that we're trying very hard to be a welcoming place and to make it good for everybody that's here.
Republican Charlotte Nash is a defendant in the lawsuit. She's also Jim Sheely's opponent for that at-large seat on the county commission. We spoke at a fall festival in Duluth. Think crowds, crafts, and carnival food. Nash declined to comment on the suit, but said the commission is doing its best to accommodate the county's changing population.
A community is just like a living organism. If it's not growing and evolving, then eventually it's going to be destroyed. It can't survive unless it evolves.
Nash's main campaign issue? Fiscal responsibility as Gwinnett continues to grow and diversify. As for what that growth and diversity could mean for her re-election chances?
I think that's in the hands of the voters, and the voters have the power to make the decisions this time about who's elected.
There are, of course, moments where we can expect people who don't look like a particular group can actually make good decisions on behalf of everyone.
Michael Owens studies race and politics at Emory University.
A question, though, is does that always happen? No, it does not.
Owens says he's not surprised by the lawsuit over Gwinnett's voting districts. He says there are only so many ways for people to change the electoral process.
You can take to the streets. You could attempt to try to influence the state legislature, who ultimately decides whether maps are good or not. Or you rely upon the courts.
Then, of course, there are elections. It's unclear how the redistricting lawsuit will impact Jim Sheely's run for county commissioner. And a win won't mean the lawsuit just goes away. But it will mean someone has finally broken the color barrier in Gwinnett County government. Sheely says the key will be turnout.
It's not going to be easy to get to make sure that people get to the polls, get them out there to vote.
But the numbers could be in his favor, if just barely. 50.8% of registered Gwinnett voters are non-white. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.